Constellations, a poetic inquiry into the meaning of history for two voices. On a clear night, in the middle of winter, on an empty beach, a new moon hangs overhead, and waves crash against the shore. In the darkness, the sky is ablaze.
We dance in light that bathes us across millennia. Starlight, celestial signals from preposterously long ago.
We wonder, would the sky be so beautiful without our beholding? Would the stars still twinkle, still blaze, still fall? The firmament is in the eye of the beholder.
We are the beholders. We behold with our eyes, our patience, our witness. We are participants and observers.
We create the celestial wonder. Without us, no marvel, just photons in empty space.
Consider this. You are a product of the stars.
This is not a metaphor, my friends.
Galactic dust and the remains of stars make up 97% of our bodies.
When wounded, we rebuild ourselves with stardust.
The food we eat nourishes us with stardust.
When we gaze upward at night, we are looking at ourselves.
The witness is the wonder.
We project ourselves onto the sky. We group the stars into pictures we call constellations.
Observe. This group of stars, Leo, looks like a lion. This one, Orion, looks like a hunter. And the Pleiades, seven sisters running from the hunter.
The stories are from Sumer and Babylon and Greece.
From a list first made 1900 years ago, covering only the northern sky.
The list makers had never seen the southern sky because the earth was flat.
And anyway, there be dragons.
Every culture looks at the sky with similar wonder and finds in it their own magical stories.
We think we know their stories. We do not.
Are we not curious about the stories that might be hidden out there?
Consider, in the stars we call the Big Dipper, Cassiopeia, and Polaris, Europeans saw bears, a jewel-tipped staff, and a maiden punished by gods.
The Navajo saw something entirely different, a husband and wife in constant motion, around a fixed celestial fire, their hearth.
If all we know are our own constellations, how can we know our neighbors who see a hearth, not a bear?
How can we know our neighbors who look at the same stars and see a different sky?
What if we gathered and cherished all the stories of the stars?
History is like the light from the stars,
flying toward us from impossible distances,
from inordinately different times, at unimaginable speeds,
uncountable events,
immense conflagrations,
new realities materializing,
old ones reconfiguring.
And what we see,
what we know,
are only the glimmers.
But what we want,
what we crave,
is a pattern.
Something to tell us what has been.
And maybe what is to come.
The past is never dead. It's not even past. William Faulkner, 1951.
Our history is each other. James Baldwin, 1969.
8.1 billion people in the world.
Our history is each other.
8.1 billion happenings each second. Our history is each other.
8.1 billion possible stories of what happened.
But what we want,
what we crave,
is a pattern,
is the story.
where the glimmers
convey meaning,
convey purpose,
convey direction.
But consider this, with 8.1 billion stories of what happened,
which stories are history?
Which meaning? Whose purpose? Whose direction?
This year, we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, 250 years since the signing, the semi-quincentennial.
Celebrating the stars and stripes, a constellation conveying meaning and direction.
But there are 340 million people in the U.S.
340 million declarations that are not even passed.
Our history is each other.
When our neighbors gaze at the flag constellation, what do they see?
We think we know all their stories. We do not.
If your ancestors were enslaved,
if your people came to America in flight from starvation or violence,
if your forebears were indigenous people, stewards of the land,
if your family swam a river, climbed a fence, paid a trafficker,
if you are burdened with debt you can never repay,
what do you see?
A hearth or a bear?
If our history is each other, then all these stories are necessary.
All of these stories are vital, and all these stories are simultaneous.
And they are our collective history.
Yours.
And mine.
We must listen deeply, bear witness, participate in each other's stories, because all these stories matter.
They are our constellations.
Our communities of memory.
We want to tell you our story.
You may think you already know it. You do not.
You probably have seen a glimmer of it, and like we all do, you filled in the gaps.
But allow us to offer another glimmer. First, I restate the obvious. We're old. We're queer.
That means we've seen a lot. A lot.
A lot.
We're happy to say we're still here.
But we don't wax nostalgic about the good old days.
We're here to bear witness. Nostalgia is a tool of power.
Those good old days were not always so good.
Nostalgia promises a past that never really was.
Nostalgia is comforting only if you have nothing to lose or fear.
We cannot chase a nostalgia of sentimentality.
We must look reality squarely in the eyes, because others have acted bravely in the face of terror.
Speaking out, marching in the streets, chaining themselves to buildings.
And if we have to, we will join them to do it all again.
Because we are witnesses to history in motion.
A living history.
And we are not going to be pushed back.
We're not going back to the closets.
We're not going to feel shame for who we are.
We are here to affirm that our lives are sacred. Our lives are sacred.
Our lives are sacred.
We have protected our own lives many times, and we will do it again for ourselves and others.
All progress is provisional, unless we cherish and defend it.
If we need what progress delivers,
we have to make sure it sticks.
We must bear witness to history over and over.
Over and over. Over and over again.
But it is a temptation to seek solace in nostalgia. Harking back to the good old days, we think will bring us comfort.
But if we're looking to the stars, that's not what they tell us.
Consider Polaris. We call it the North Star.
The star that marks the celestial North Pole.
It looks like a fixed point, but it is constantly in motion.
Because the Earth and firmament are also in motion, the celestial North Pole will eventually change position, and Polaris will give way to a different North Star. Before Polaris, there was a North Star named Thuban, and after Polaris, another will arise.
What seems fixed and stable is actually changing.
Every corner of the universe is constantly in motion.
History is in motion.
All living things are in motion.
Our knowledge is in motion.
And our past is never past.
Our history is each other.
340 million American histories.
8.1 billion human stories.
Ours is only one story.
Yours is another.
A septillion stars and unending constellations.
Can we learn to listen and look and marvel?
What if?
What if?
What if we gathered and cherished?
Gathered and cherished.
All the stories of the stars.
Can we learn to listen and look and marvel?
Can we learn to listen and look and marvel?